All right, folks, here we are again. It's March of 2025, and this is the Painting Pictures podcast. You've found the right place. I'm Gabriel Roberts, and I'll be your host. I'm recording from Craftsbury, Vermont, on a Thursday evening, which is almost Friday. We're almost there, and generally, by the time I get to this point, I just treat it as Friday. I struggle all week long with being good and going to bed early. And, I usually get in one or two nights of the week where I do that and I feel great. But then by the time I get to Thursday, it's like, come on, it's Thursday. Tomorrow's Friday. All bets are off. What are you going to do? You're going to really be good all week long and on Thursday night just be like, well, just one more night and tomorrow's Friday. I guess I'll head off to bed now. Just drink my broth and do my oil pulling and have a nice little workout. Not too much. I don't want to be kept up. I want to be able to sleep well. But a nice little workout and maybe read a passage from the Bible, and then brush my teeth and head off to bed. Come on, bro. I did just drink a cup of broth, and it was good, and I needed it because I think I ate too many raw vegetables today. I had carrots, baby carrots, celery, and then for dinner, we had pizza and veggie sticks with dipping dressing, balsamic vinaigrette, and the veggie sticks. So I think I was hitting the veggie sticks. I think I had too many veggies, and I ate for lunch. I had practically vegetarian curry. It had a couple of shrimps in it. Delicious. Thank you to my wife for making it last night and then putting it in a container for me to take to work. I am so blessed. I sat there on the bed of the truck and felt the sun on my face, and I felt truly blessed. And that's not, I'm not trying to be funny about that. I got a little bit of a hard on just thinking about how blessed I am. That was my phone buzzing. That's my mom texting me. And so too many veggies and my stomach felt kind of weird. And I was like, I think last night's dinner was kind of vegetarian and I ate a bunch of veggies. It's about my teeth. I want to have nice teeth. I do have nice teeth. I'm grateful for my teeth. But recently, along with a lot of things in my body, my teeth are starting to fall apart. And so I need to tighten things up. And I think that, I like snacking and I love drinking coffee, but I'm trying to keep the coffee to just one concentrated dose in the morning and then not be eating a bunch of, I don't know, it's not like I pound donuts or something, but I can go for some sweets here and there. And the veggie sticks, it gives you something to chew on. I also read this book about breathing. It's called Breath, and he talks about how chewing can improve your everything. Your whole life can change just from chewing and breathing. And so I've been trying to chew more. And so what do you need? Raw veggie sticks are great. But too many, and your stomach might feel a little funny. So I had some broth. And now I'm having some beer. And I have, speaking of being good, I have here a spliff rolled up. And this is a serious subject, folks. This is, don't go running away, because this is getting taboo or goofy or lewd. And also, don't fucking judge me, okay, for smoking a spliff. Because I'm 38. I think I'm 38. So, I'm an adult. I can do this, but the problem is that, of course, as you longtime listeners know, I have sort of a compulsive, addictive personality. And I blame my dad for that. Not because he, like, held me down when I was a little boy and was like, you're going to get addicted to shit when you grow up. But more just because of, I think I picked up a lot of his tendencies, for better or for worse. And I'm trying to think of what a good tendency would be that I picked up from him. Probably, like, nitpicking people's grammar. That would probably be the one of the good things I got from my dad. But the compulsive personality would be the bad thing. And fortunately, I have a wife with whom I can be totally honest about things. So it's not really like a deep, dark secret like it often has been throughout my life. And it's also not a big deal, bro. Like, people out there smoking pack a day still. So me having a spliff here and there is not that big of a deal. I don't do it around the children. And mostly what it is a way, it's like the opposite of being dad on duty. So if you've got a spectrum, on one end of the spectrum, dad on duty, he's there, he's with his kids, he's looking out for their safety, he's checking diapers for poopies, he's doing dishes, he's wiping mouths, he's saying, bye, I'm off to work. And then on the other end of the spectrum, you've got dad sitting outside, maybe with mom, not my mom, my children's mom, and he's puffing on a spliff. And he's like, whew, man, what a day, what a day. And the struggle is to not do that every night, because there's this negative feedback loop. And this shows how long I've been talking about this. This is like my shtick I do with just people over the past couple of years. So it shows how long it's been since I've done this podcast that I haven't shared this with the podcast. But there's a negative feedback loop when you indulge in, when I indulge in a smoke and maybe a beer in the evening, which is that it keeps me up a little later. And I also don't sleep quite as well. I just don't sleep as deeply, which is why this is going to be a short podcast, because I need to go smoke this so that I have enough time to relax before bed. So don't sleep as deeply. So then the next day you wake up, and of course you wake up when the first of your children wakes up, and you're like, why did I stay up last night? And it's not like I'm staying up till 1 in the morning. It's like staying up until 10, maybe 10:30. But it's enough. The margins are slim here, folks. The margins are slim. The margins of your free time to just kick back and not be a dad, very slim. It's this little hour between when the dishes are all done and when you really should be getting in bed, that you can do whatever you want, your free will. And that's where I know what I should do. Just do a little workout, you know, be a good boy. But I think about what a good dad I was today and how hard I worked today and how much I deserve this, as if it's a reward. And it feels like a reward, but my body's like, this isn't really a reward for me. What I want is like a nice little yoga sesh and some deep breathing and a nice shower and then a nice read in bed, which is great. And having a good book is my best defense against the squirrely whirlies. Or the smoky smokies. Having a good book is like, okay, I'll do it. I'm going to take a shower, brush my teeth, and get in bed because I have a good book to read. I'm not sure how I got started. Oh, veggie sticks. Feeling grateful. Broth and now beer. So this evening is a special evening because my wife is off visiting a friend. So I have this special alone time to record a podcast. I think the last time I was semi-regularly, or thinking I could semi-regularly record a podcast, was when we only had one child. And so then every time that child napped, you got a little slice of time. And I used to smoke cigarettes during that time. Oh, what a sleazeball. Dad, Daddy's out smoking a cig by the barn. Aren't you supposed to be in bed? No, it's not really like that. And so I don't do that anymore, and that's probably because we have two children. But I am going to do that. I'm going to do that tonight, I think, because I already had a smoke at work today. So, the day doesn't count anyway, so I might as well get it for all it's worth. And so I'll go on to this cycle. I'll do a Thursday night, and then it's like Friday. Well, it's Friday night. And then it's Saturday night. It's like, Saturday night. And then Sunday night, it's like, well, God, I mean, this weekend, I stayed up late last night. Like, I'm definitely going to go to bed early tonight. I'm definitely going to have a good week. And it's Sunday. And it's like, I'm just going to have one more smoke. And usually Monday, it's like, good. Tuesday, like, we could be good. And on we go through the week. And that's just what it is. And I think it will change. We have a beautiful boy child who is like a year and a half old and still isn't sleeping all that solidly, you know. We got some wake-ups. We got some early morning stuff going on. And it's kind of been that way his whole life. And every morning we forget all about it because he's so delightful. And so sweet and so cute. And we don't give a second thought to what happened the night before. And every night, he's probably slept all the way through the night like a half a dozen times in his life. And so that's the same for my wife and I for this past 2 years or year and a half. Not that I need your sympathy, or I'm asking for your sympathy, but that's my excuse to myself. Anyhow, I just want to hit a couple of topics here, folks, and then I really do need to go outside and smoke this spliff. First of all, thank you for joining me. I know it's been a long time, and I'm just glad to be here. I'm recording on our new desktop computer, which is really fun. It's a Dell, and it's always here, and it has this big, beautiful screen, and we use it. It's hardwired into the internet, and we use it to turn on and turn off the Wi-Fi router, which we think is making a difference to the, you know, EMF blasting that our little children's and our heads are receiving. But who knows? It might not actually do anything. I don't have an EMF reader. It could just be like, oh yeah, your Wi-Fi is off, wink, wink, and we might still just be getting blasted with it. But we turn it on and off, and we use the computer for that, and it's nice. You sit down at the computer, it's right here, you got this big screen, and I usually will just check my usual Buffalo Rumblings, Buffalo Bills site, and my Mundo Deportivo Barcelona site, and then I'll turn off the Wi-Fi or turn on the Wi-Fi. But now I can sit down and record a podcast on this big screen, and I can look at the little bar moving up and down and listen to my voice. And it's really fun. I've really missed this. And so the couple of topics I want to hit briefly are Florida versus Vermont, because we recently went to Florida. And then I want to talk about Trump and Elon Musk, because everybody's talking about them, so why shouldn't I? Should we start with... Do you want to start with... Okay, we'll start with Florida and Vermont. We went to Florida and had a great vacation. We flew to Tampa Bay. It was a direct flight from Burlington. It only took 3 hours. Still a long travel day. But this was the first vacation that we had taken as a family. First one that I can think of that didn't involve visiting people. which I love. Staying with people, which I love. Thank you to everybody that has let us stay with them. Or traveling with people that, you know, other people, friends, family. I love traveling with friends and family. But this was just us. Our little family of four. Boom. Getting on a plane. Leaving. Ugh. Freaking mud season. Spring. You know, miserable spring. Spring is miserable here, generally. Vermont. And flying down to Florida. It was warm. We rented a little house with a pool. It was amazing. Our children brought... We brought one suitcase and we packed a few toys. And I tell you, they used every single toy that we brought. Our daughter selected a handful of dress-up items. A little vest, a little tiara. We brought a little fedora that our little boy likes to wear. We brought his little stuffed kitty that he likes to carry around. We brought a package of colored pencils and a stack of paper. And they used everything. And that just is, I mean, does that make your heart cockles glow? Because how sweet is that, that they, and they were happy and content and weren't, you know, asking for more toys or whatever. Not that, I don't know, maybe they're too young for that phase anyway, but they're little angels and they were just pattering around our comfortable house. It felt so good to be on a house on a slab. It was one thing I really enjoyed. Our floors go upsy downsy, and felt so good to be in a flat neighborhood. Our house is rammed in this little valley. Right up against the road, and there are no sidewalks, and that's a whole other thing. And I thought about that a lot, as I often do when I'm on vacation. I think about, what would it be like to move here? Not bad. Would not be bad. The weather's great in Tampa. The people seemed friendly. Everybody seemed pretty laid back. We went to a nice little breakfast spot a couple times that was like in our local strip mall, and there were some like, oh hey, how's it going? There was some of that like community feel, which I think for snobbish Vermonters, at least, they think that that's, you know, exclusive to us here in Vermont, in small town Vermont, and that if you live in a big suburban area, it's all anonymous. Not entirely so. There was, like, this one guy at the cafe that was like, you guys are the best! Man, you guys are so great! Man! And there was the guy that ran the cafe, it was his birthday, or it was, like, his birthday week. So there were, like, pictures of him, and it was, like, signs that say, happy birthday to Chris! And everyone was like, happy birthday, Chris! And he was like, thanks! Something about... I'll keep having to do this until they take the signs down or something. It was cute. It was fun, you know? It was like, all right, there's a little... And then you got your classic Florida oldsters showing up with those gleaming white sneakers and the tan and the, like, pastel-colored golf attire. You love that. And then you have some multiracial people, which, God, that is always... very refreshing just to see some different people besides the white people of Vermont. The flip side of that is that it was a little sketchy when we went to the playground one day. There was, of course, our whole trip is guided by the web lords of Google, and the wife started punching things in and looking things up and finding where to go. Except for we did go to one place that was based on a recommendation from a friend. That was cool. But otherwise, it's, you know, look up playgrounds near me. Google's like, go here. And so that's where we went. And apparently there aren't a lot of playgrounds there. So the place was slammed with all kinds of kids, big kids, little kids, kids riding bikes, kids doing gymnastics, big kids like playing tag, like jumping up this slide. This one boy like ran up this slide into our daughter's face while she's sitting on top of the slide. She's four and she's sitting there getting ready to go down the slide, and she's kind of tired and she's wearing her sun hat, and this like 11-year-old boy goes running up the slide, boom, 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 and like puts his face in your face. And what do you do as a dad there? Do I walk over and like grab him by the ear? Like, what are you doing? Stay away from my daughter. No, I just stand there. He didn't hurt her, and he went off, and she then went down the slide. No big deal. But there were some sketchy characters at the playground. Some sketchy parents. There was one woman walking around, like talking somebody through some messy divorce, kind of like really loudly, just aimlessly wandering around the kids, being like, "But you didn't own that property at that time." And then, oh man, there's like a dad sitting at a picnic table. We got an ice cream from the ice cream truck, which was super exciting. And it was only, I think it was like $4 for an ice cream bar, which seemed like a pretty good deal to me. And then we sat down at the picnic table to eat it, and we're sitting behind a dad, and he's just like on his phone. He's got his energy drink on the picnic table behind him and his vape pen, and he's just like hitting both and scrolling, and he's got some shirt about like heroes are never forgotten until the last time their name is spoken. Oh, that's what's up. So he was badass, and I guess his 8-year-old boy was there playing, and he was like, "Yeah, I'm just gonna check out and scroll for a bit and hit the vape, drink my energy drink." Not that that doesn't exist in Vermont, but there was just a smattering. We also, while I was sitting there eating, you know, having a couple bites of this ice cream bar, got to watch an excellent tennis match between a couple of like 8-year-old boys who were just fucking crushing it, dude. Oh my God. Like, you should have seen the serves on these kids, and like smashing double-handed backhands, and it was insane. And it got me thinking, also outside of our house, well, just to finish that point up, that would be one thing about living in, you know, somewhere else. There would be more like sketchy characters. It would be more, it'd be more obvious, but it would be along with a whole mixture. Like, you would just have a greater variety of people, which would be cool. But yeah, you could play a lot more tennis. There's a lot, you know, tennis season is a lot longer in Florida. I could go on. There's differences. It's different. I'm happy to be back. The biggest thing, and this is just really about our house, where it's situated, we have no view and we're socked in. And the irony is that we live in a small town where it's a population of 1,000. Vermont has like the lowest population density in the country, probably. And we go down to the outskirts of Tampa, which is a huge metropolitan. Well, maybe I'm exaggerating. There's a lot of people that live there. And yet I felt an immediate change in terms of my sense of peace and quiet. And they've got cardinals down there too. Okay. You wouldn't think that. You would think, oh yeah, I want to go live in Vermont in the country and watch the cardinals flutter around in the snow. It's like, no, you can live in the suburban Tampa Bay and there are cardinals like going off. We heard cardinals, there were no bird feeders, but very busy, very active, very cardinally out there. So that has a lot to do just about where our house is situated, which is in this little crazy spot in the middle of town, across from a store, next to an auto shop. And that will change. We will eventually move, or we won't. We'll live in this house forever, and we'll just take vacations. And every time I'll be like, I'll just sip my coffee, and I'll walk around on the flat slab floor, and I'll step out onto the beautiful little suburban driveway and just like think about whether I want to bring the trash can in and watch the people walking their dogs go by and watch the chemtrails crossing the sky. I'd be like, this is great. I don't know. Not going to move to Florida, obviously. Not going to move anywhere right now. So I'm starting to realize that. Like, the first day that I'm at the Airbnb, I'm like, we're going to move here. This is fucking great. We're going to move here. I'm on Craigslist and I'm looking at carpentry jobs. And then I'm like, no, we're not going to move. We're not going to move because we have all this shit. Our family lives here. What are we going to do? We're going to up and move somewhere and then just be like, I don't know, trying to make friends, like starting a whole new thing. It just doesn't feel like it's going to happen right now. And that's okay. I just want to not become a broken down, bitter Vermonter. Like, often, you know, you see a lot of around here, and it's because of the weather and it's because of the culture, which both generally suck. The weather and the culture of Vermont both generally suck, except for the ethos of recycling and composting. That is fantastic. I love that. And like gardening and stuff. But whatever. That's Florida versus Vermont. I'm just gonna hit Trump and Musk real quick here. What do I think about this? Is something I don't talk to anybody about this because I'm happy to talk to anybody really, but I just like, I can't, anytime that this sort of, these conversations start, I just can't, like, everybody is sort of assuming that these are like real people, Trump and Elon Musk, that are making decisions based on their own thoughts, and those decisions are having these massive effects, and that they're there because of how people voted. And I can't buy any of those premises. Like, they're actors, they're clowns in the clown show. They're the next clowns in the clown show. Now, I do want to say that I realize that I had gotten caught up a little bit. I didn't vote, but I disliked and was reading stuff that was hammering on what was going on in the whole, like, woke liberal shit that was going on in the past few years. And there was obviously a lot to dislike, like the drag story hours, which actually happened in our town, which is insane. So, obviously, there was a lot to dislike. And, of course, I knew that it was being promoted. The whole, like, trans thing was being promoted in order to get a rise out of people. But I couldn't help it. It got a rise out of me. I didn't like it. And I also didn't like how much people hated Donald Trump. Even while he was out of office. Like, that just, it just pissed me off that they hated him while he was in office. And then we supposedly voted him out, and then they still just, that's all they wanted to talk about. And that's not their fault, because he and the things that he says and everything is so heavily promoted and specifically targeted to piss people off. So I get it. But there was a little part of me that was like, kind of thought it was great that he won. Because it was like it felt like kind of a fuck you to the establishment in a way, even though I knew that it wasn't. I knew that it wasn't, and I kind of can't believe that I even felt that way. But if somebody had put a gun to my head and made me vote, I definitely would have voted for him instead of Harris. And the point is that it doesn't matter. I really don't think it matters. I really think that there's a plan, and these are puppets that are acting it out. And the best thing to do is to disconnect from it. And I couldn't completely disconnect from it. And so now that Trump is in office and there's all these like crazy executive orders and talking about tariffs and like a bunch of people losing their jobs, I have this like immediate, I still have this immediate bias, inherent bias, to think that, well, maybe there's a good reason to put tariffs on, and maybe the Doge thing is a good thing. I do, you know, or maybe the some of the appointments like Bobby Kennedy Jr., those are good things. It's hard for me to not feel that way, and I know that those things are being put out there specifically, like Trump winning, I think, is specifically about appeasing this huge segment of the population that I'm sort of a part of, that got so fed up with what was going on in the Biden years and inflation and everything, and fed up with the whole COVID thing, although, of course, that all started under Trump. But I can't help it. I couldn't help it. So I think I'm starting to see things a little more clearly. I'm still not like consuming news media in any way, so I'm not really like up to date on things, but if you want to get a glimpse into it, or my perspective, you could read the so-called biography of this so-called person, Elon Musk. And I can't even believe that people in the like conspiracy movement talk about Musk as if he's like a real person. And yes, there is this, whoever this man is that is called Elon Musk is a real person, a real man. But the entire story about who he is and the companies he runs is a complete crock of shit. It's a fantasy. It's a fairy tale. It's not true. He's not in control of all of this stuff. He's not making all of these decisions. He's just sort of this figurehead that dumbs everything down, that makes the whole story just like this fairy tale. And there's like the good guys and the bad guys and whatever. So it's hard for me to get into it. And I kind of want to not. I have better things to think about. And I don't know if what's going to happen. You know, people are losing their jobs, and there might, you know, things might get more expensive because of tariffs, and you know, people might get killed in the Middle East, and people might get deported. You know, there's a lot of things that I wouldn't be happy about that might be happening. But it's not, I don't think it's happening because of Donald Trump and Elon Musk. I think it's happening because of the powers, the greater powers that be, and that this is sort of the next phase. And it seems like with the whole cutting back on the government, like, I don't think that's going to mean that we're going to get money back or have to pay less taxes. It's just going to make more things automated and usher in the new... it's all about ushering the new age of AI and digital currency and all that shit. And fine. You know what? Fucking go for it. I really don't care. I feel pretty well insulated at this point. Like, I don't think it's going to get to the point where I have to get a brain implant in order to buy gas. And I hope not. So I'm focusing on just becoming independent of it and becoming stronger in myself and just focusing on my own shit. And I think a lot of people are doing that. I think that the craziness just keeps getting crazier, and more people are just like, I don't care. I just want to fucking live my life. So let's do that. I really gotta go smoke this, guys. It's getting late. This has been really fun, though. I really appreciate you tuning in. I appreciate you sitting through the politics, and I welcome all of your feedback to my email at GabeRoberts, GABEROBERTS @gmail.com. can visit my website, GabeRobertsArt.com. And I love you. I hope you have a wonderful day. Go Bills.